Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
6:04 in the Southland on Live Imaging Tuesday, presented by Kia Downtown LA. Shinano and Cappy, the LA Afternoon Drive Takeover. Shout out to our friends at Pizza Hut, bringing by a couple of the New Yorkers, the big New Yorker.
Mm-hmm.
I like the big New Yorker over there at Pizza Hut.
We do like it.
It's right over here.
The bigger, the better.
Yeah. Thanks to Pizza Hut. Nobody out pizzas the Hut. Thank you, as always, for all their support. I believe they're going to hopefully be involved in Mandy's 3. By the way, the Mandy's 3 voting page is now open.
Yeah, where's that?
Go to ESPNLA.com. Mm-hmm. Click the Mandy's 3 voting logo.
Okay.
And then, bam, you can vote. Vote early. Vote often. Thanks to our friends at the law offices of Joseph S. Norman for making the voting page possible this year.
Let me take a look at this. You say ESPNLA.com?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to take
a look at
it.
Joseph S. Norman. Injury attorneys you can trust. It's like family over there. 213-747-2000. 213-747-2000. Right now, it's time for What You Need to Know.
Brought to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Good times, just in 90 minutes from wherever you are.
What you guys need to know, on top of the other one I'm going to tell you, is that vote for your girl, because I'm nominated in dos categorías, okay?
Which categories?
Si. Associate producer, because I was your associate producer for 6 months, mm-hmm. And then producer.
Okay.
So right. I'm on that one. Okay. I also saw there's like a smile, like best smile.
Best smile. Thanks to our friends at Children's Dental Fun Zone.
Yes. And I do believe, I think everybody here has a beautiful smile, but I do think DeAndre has a nice smile. So, you know, just saying.
I agree.
That's why LZ would love him.
Okay. Anyways, so going back to what you need to know, the operators of a personal finance website called Finance Buzz are planning to pay someone $1,000 to watch all the 9 main films of Star Wars. The only catch is you have never seen these movies, so I qualify. I have never seen any of the Star Wars movies. So if you're like me, you can potentially grab those $1,000. Finance Buzz describes this as someone who has fresh eyes, has never seen the franchise, and wants authentic reporting back for an upcoming article that they're going to have. So if you guys are interested, you must be 18 years or older, live in the United States, but you guys can go to financebuzz.com. Not bad for watching 9 movies.
$1,000 to watch 9 movies. Let's just do the math real quick here. 9 movies, each one averages, call it 2 hours. I don't know. I don't know either, because I've only seen like the original Star Wars and like Empire Strikes Back, and after that I gave up on it. I did try and go back and watch it one time, and I couldn't really even do it because the original Star Wars is a horrible movie.
Whoa, man.
I haven't seen it, so I wouldn't know.
Well, you're talking about the original, the 1977.
The original one.
What's horrible about it?
Well, I mean, just now, here it is. I mean, all these years later.
The special effects, you're saying?
Yeah, it's just,
I mean,
like,
it was great for 1977.
Right. Back then, when I was a kid and I was in the movie theater, I was like, I'm going to see Grease and I'm going to see Star Wars. Those are the two movies I need to see.
You're the one that I want.
Right. So if each movie averages 2 hours, that's 18 hours divided by $1,000. All right, it sounds like $50 an hour.
That's not bad.
That's pretty good.
You know, just to watch a movie. And they are also giving you $100 for any related expenses such as food, blue milk, or streaming services fees.
Blue milk?
What's blue milk?
Isn't it like, I just know that from the Star Wars land, okay. The blue milk. Oh. But I don't know if there's any reference
to
them.
Your Star Wars slander. I've always seen the first 3.
Yeah.
But the original is the original. It's a classic.
I've never seen it.
It's just like now when you watch it, you're like, ugh.
That's like saying watching... Psycho is not a good movie anymore.
Oh, I like Psycho.
Yeah, but I mean, like, I tried to watch it with my kids. Like, I was like, hey, guys, you got to see the original Star Wars. And we went to sit down and watch it, like, halfway through. Everybody's like, really, Dad? We got to watch this? I'm like, all right, let's turn it off.
You know what? Producer Lindsay is right about you.
About what?
You're a bad guy.
Really? Star Wars take makes me a bad guy?
You're not a bad guy. No, don't come at him for that. That's lame.
That's right.
Actually, I didn't. I said Producer Lindsay's correct about
it. That's right. That's right.
Whatever. That's still lame.
That is. You're right.
He's not a bad guy.
He is a horrific human
being. I've never seen the damn movies, so, you know.
No, Cappy's a horrific human being.
Horrific. Horrific human being.
That doesn't make him a bad person on the radio.
No, just in general. Just a horrific human being.
Cappy, I like your sunglasses.
Thank you.
Yeah.
These are my new blenders.
I just saw them. They're cool.
Yeah. You want to tell everybody how to get blenders, Chris?
Actually, no, because I want nothing to do with that plug.
Why?
So go ahead.
Why not?
Oh, I didn't. My bad. I did not mean to go down that path.
You can go ahead and plug them.
Nah, that's all right.
I don't need to plug him. You go ahead and plug him.
Well, you can use my code Kaplan, and you save 20%. How about that? Everybody
Bobby,
loves him.
I
and
just,
by the way,
I like the reflection.
You, it's not like you got me a taste.
I have glasses for
where's
you.
Where's my taste?
I have new glasses for you.
Bad
I've been telling you.
Bad guy.
But I want you to go try them on.
Well, Lakers lose last night, if you didn't know that already.
Really? That happened?
Game 5. It is a final.
And by the way, according to Shams Charania and Sam Amick in The Athletic, Genie Bus, Lakers owner, in particular, believes James's return, LeBron's, is paramount of importance to their plan.
Yeah, you know what their plan is? Their plan is to keep the arena full, to keep the television ratings high, to keep the radio ratings high, to keep on bringing in more and more and more sponsorship and partnership and businesses, and to continue to be the Lakers organization. But it doesn't necessarily mean that the what's paramount is winning championships.
Well, the franchise, according to Charania in this story, says has always been buoyed, obviously, by stars. Then and James's ability to still play at an elite level at his advanced age has only strengthened the desire to have him retire in purple and gold. After 6 seasons together, in which there has been no shortage of ups and downs, Bus and James, team sources say, have a relationship that is better than ever these days.
Oh, I believe that for sure. Listen, I think that if you're Genie Bus, you are in the LeBron business. Being in the LeBron business means we might compete for a championship, or we might not compete for a championship, but we've got the richest, most famous player on the planet.
You've said this nonsense before.
Yeah, but why you say nonsense?
You believe that you think they can't win a championship?
I'm not saying they don't think they can. I'm saying that it's not the number one reason why you have LeBron on your team.
I mean, listen, I do think that I think two things can be true at once,
what?
Cappy.
What?
Okay.
I've never heard this before. Can three things be true at once?
No, only two.
Only two. Two things.
Business and on the court can coincide.
Right.
Where they think they can win a championship and it's also good for business.
Okay, but let me ask you this.
Yeah.
And we've had this conversation, so now that the season's officially over, tell me this. Do you honestly, truly, in your depths of your soul, in the heart of your heart, do you believe that the Lakers building in El Segundo, everybody was like, hey, I'm glad we got Denver, because once we get past Denver, we're smooth sailing to the championship.
No.
Do you think everybody thought they were going to win the championship this year?
I think they thought if they could get Denver, they thought the result was going to be different.
Okay.
But they didn't expect to get Denver in the first round, which is why I've said all season long, I maintain this stance, that it was all matchup dependent.
Okay, but all I'm going to say is this. I think being in the LeBron business is an awesome business to be in. I'll give you an example.
Yeah.
Last night, when the game was over, right, and LeBron is doing the press conference.
Yeah.
And he gets asked.
By the way,
the
Trudell and McMiniman did a fantastic job.
You know, why don't we listen to the whole thing?
It's only like four. How long is it, D? Like 4 minutes?
Yeah.
You know what? Let's break here.
Okay.
And then do it on the other side. Because I thought Trudell and McMiniman, and I don't know who asked the last question that got him to say the money quote, which is basically the TV show cliffhanger at the end. But Trudell and McMiniman and that person did a phenomenal job trying to get him to say what they wanted him to say.
And that's what makes being in the LeBron business so great.
Yeah.
Is that whether you love him or you hate him, you have a strong opinion about him.
Sedano just said it. It's a TV show. It's a TV show. It's entertainment, baby. Nothing wrong with that.
Star freaking driven town.
All right, exactly. Let's get to that and more on the LeBron aspect of this, because there is a financial aspect to this that people are not necessarily all going to be comfortable with. So we'll get into that next.
6:15 on a live imaging Tuesday. Shout out to Cappy. Time for the producer D rejoin here. D, tell us about it.
This is Kendrick Lamar. He has responded to the recent Drake disc. I played that for us last week. You know, Drake's push-ups diss track. Kendrick Lamar has responded.
Euphoria.
At exactly 8:24 a.m. this morning. And this song is titled Euphoria.
The line I love the most is...
Yeah, you guys stepped on it. But yeah. You, not you.
What's that?
I said the boy stepped on it. Your line. I had it in there.
Who stepped on it?
You did.
Well, I didn't know that was the line. You guys got to prep me a little bit.
Why he doing this? Why he talking like this?
I mean, listen, dog. You want to get into the beef with him, too?
Well,
please
I ain't got no beef with the brother. What are you talking about? I got the shoes. I got the Travis Scotts.
So you, all right. You,
well, start it over if we stepped on the line.
It's okay.
No, 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 hold on. We're going to go to tape here in a second for 4 minutes. Might as well play the line again.
Oh, see, Cappy. Yep. Wow. Don't tell no lie about me, and I won't tell no truths about you.
Wow.
You should have. You and LZ wow. should have said that to each other.
Really? Seriously? Jeez. So I don't understand. Can we? Can I just get a one?
Shocking, you don't understand.
Well, I want to.
So him and Drake. Go ahead, explain why he and Drake are beefing.
Go ahead, DeAndre.
It started off, this whole, like, you know, diss tracks and everything started off because Future and Metro Boomin dropped the album called We Don't
Future,
Trust You.
Future, who used to be married to Ciara,
mm-hmm.
who's now married to Russell Wilson.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so just so you, I'm giving you, like, sports context so you know
okay.
who we're talking about.
Okay, gotcha.
Yes.
So in that album, they had a song called Like That. And Kendrick was featured on that song, and it blew up because it was unexpected to him to diss Drake.
Why so he dissing Drake?
You know, because
that's my Hebraic Canadian brother.
I mean, they have some history. You know, they made music together, and then they fallen off because of some certain internal situations that they had amongst each other. So then, Rick Ross got on that album as well.
Okay,
and he dissed Drake.
Rosé.
Oh damn, Rick Ross did too.
Rosé. Rosé.
And on that song, it's called Everyday Hustle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So then it went and transferred over to Drake.
Because now it's Drake's turn to diss back.
Now it was Drake's turn to diss back, and he responded with a song called Push Ups.
Okay.
So he dissed everyone.
Push ups, like push up bras? Like, what are we talking about?
No, here? Like push ups, like drop and give me 50, like push ups.
Push ups.
Yeah, I can't.
Like
do
when
that.
You tried to do 50.
Yeah, I can't drop and give you 50. 42, maybe.
So then after that, Kendrick responded this morning. Mm. And the reason why he put it out 8:24, this is a good one. He put out 8:24 this morning is because one of Drake's verses. He said that, you know, it kind of related that, you know, Drake, there's been rumors that, you know, Kendrick Lamar is kind of like the Kobe Bryant of, you know, the rap game.
Right.
Really?
And so Drake kind of went on his verse on push-ups and said, you're not Kobe. So then that's why he went on it this morning and put it out at 8:24.
At 8:24.
Let me tell you what I think. Yeah. Okay. Here's what I think. Uh-huh. I think all these guys are in it together. I don't think anybody's dissing anybody. I think they're all calling each other going, okay, I'm going to do this, you do that, I'm going to write this lyric, you write this lyric. I think these guys are all in it together and it's all one giant publicity stunt. I don't think anybody got any beef. I don't think if these guys were all in the same room, they'd be like, oh, I'm going to get you, okay? I don't think anybody's gangsta, all right? Right.
I don't think it's like Biggie Pac beef.
No.
It's not like that.
No.
It's not 90s rap beef, no, but there is some stuff there.
Ain't brewing. No beef. These guys are all in it together and I like it.
All right. Well, thank you, D.
Kendrick's diss is fire, though.
It was good.
6 minutes of fire.
Really?
It was good. I heard it on the drive-in on
K-Day? On Romeo on your radio?
No.
Because
no.
he plays the old school stuff that
yeah,
I like.
Yeah, no. It was on,
shout out to Romeo.
I think it was J. Crew's show I was listening to.
Oh, J. Crew.
Yeah.
Really?
Cruz.
Oh, Cruz. Not the clothing guy.
No, not that guy.
Okay, gotcha.
J. Crew's. I believe some of the crew on the J. Crew's show listens to this show when they leave, when they're done.
Some of the crew.
Shout
Some
out to them, man.
No, listen
Shout
to
out
me.
To Jeff G and everybody, Lechetto over
right.
there.
Right, Jeff G.
Lechetto.
Jeff G listens to the show.
I
used
to work with Jeff G. That was like my work dad. I loved
Lechetto is like a big fan.
Yo, I know you don't know, but it's like that whole crew is so perfectly set up. You don't even know. Okay.
Oh, no, I do
like
know.
The Mason Ireland show. Anyway, let's play that
wow.
song.
Sorry, I wasn't listening to Mason Ireland. I was listening to the song. I wanted to hear the song because I knew it was
That's
gonna...
why I took that shot.
Yeah.
Listen to J. Cruz instead of listen to us.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What kind of support is that?
I wanted to hear the song.
Well, I mean, Lindsay always listens to Rizzo.
Well, Rizzo's in the family.
Oh, okay.
If you were half as successful as Rizzo was at doing sports radio,
right.
we'd be making millions here.
But wouldn't you criticize him and tell him that he's doing small market Cleveland radio?
No, he's really good.
Oh,
I've listened to Rizzo.
You wouldn't do that?
No.
Okay.
Cappy, I'm going to buy these blenders that you like, that you had the other
day. Oh, I love those. I have those with me.
Oh, here comes another blenders
I got those.
Plug.
Yeah.
Anyway. All right, so yesterday I thought Trudell McMiniman.
He's really getting the blunders out.
I know, he is. Trudell McMiniman and company, I thought did a really good job of trying to pin down LeBron yesterday and ask him the questions that we all wanted answered. And LeBron, like a Jedi master at the podium, was just fending them away with his lightsaber. Yeah, those are the ones.
How dope are these?
They're dope AF.
These would match your nice Nike sneakers, those slip-ins with the nice color like this?
Yeah.
These would look really nice together with
that. Yeah. So I want to hear the Trudell and McMiniman trying to put on a masterclass, but LeBron combating them with his own masterclass. Ooh, it's terrible audio. Don't we have cleaner audio than this? Then forget it.
So much for the masterclass.
I'm just saying, like, why?
But I was going to get a slice of pizza.
We don't record, like, off, like, Spectrum Sports?
I thought we used to, but apparently now, no.
It's the whole thing now with the post. They don't do it the same way anymore.
Should we not let Funchy get any pizza?
Well, they have it online, don't they?
I don't think it's Funch's
fault. I just found out that the Spectrum feed cut off yesterday for them.
Hold on. DeAndre's got a better one, I think. Let me hear this feed.
Hey.
Oh, my man.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details. Feeling like you need a marketing degree and an extra day in your week to successfully market your small business? Let Constant Contact do the heavy lifting for you. Constant Contact's award-winning marketing platform has powerful tools that make it easy to grow your audience, engage your customers, and sell more to boost your business. Now, in just a few clicks, you can launch a marketing campaign that's tailored to your business and goals. That includes email, social, SMS, and more. So you can sell more, raise more, and fast-track your business growth. Plus, you can always count on Constant Contact's award-winning customer support for guidance along the way. So get going and start growing your business today with a free trial at ConstantContact.com. Constant Contact, helping the small stand tall.
This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to jetspizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Tonight, was there any thought at all that, you know, this could have been your last game with the Lakers?
I'm not going to answer that. Appreciate it.
Go ahead. Say what you just said on the air.
Which part?
Everything you just said now.
When he said he's not a participation person.
And I said, you think he is?
I don't think he is, but he could do a lot more change how things have gone.
You wanted him to take the veterans minimum, which, by the way, the Players Association and every other owner, by the way, in the National Basketball Association would literally drag Adam Silver and everyone into court if he did something like that.
But are you saying there's nothing LeBron can do to change how things are going? Are we going to play the game that LeBron has nothing to do with coaching decisions, personnel decisions, or anything?
Don't twist my words.
Don't get it twisted.
Okay.
Turn your mic on.
Don't get it twisted.
Tulsa.
I'm in Tulsa.
He has some level of culpability, sure. But and some level of responsibility to fix it. But it's not all on him. It's ultimately, you were the one lamenting the fact that you don't believe in the ownership group in the front office to do it, right?
I don't think based on their decisions to trust that it's all going to go. Here's the thing. To trust that somehow the decisions that they've made before are going to result in this going perfectly. Because that's what everybody's saying. When people like John Ireland and Mason, who's just joining in, but when they say, oh, corporate Greg, you're nuts. You don't know what you're talking about. Why would you ever give up LeBron? Nobody's saying that it's a smart move to give up LeBron. The point is, LeBron's going to be done at some point. He's going to retire in 3 years, right? Is that correct?
Or sooner.
Or sooner. So then what is the next move? Corporate Greg's simply saying, why don't we just start now? So that way, maybe in 5 years, we have a team that can compete with the Nuggets or whoever's the big team in the West then. Or maybe the Lakers are
and
the best
by the
team
way,
in the West.
And by the way, you realize, had he not chosen L.A. in 2018.
We're doing the six-year thing again?
Will you stop being a jerk face?
I'm not being a jerk face, but I know
what he called a jerk face. How do you like that?
If he had not chosen, do you believe they still they were just magically someone else was going to show up? Because remember, this is a team that couldn't get LaMarcus Aldridge to sign on the dotted line. Okay,
do you think that
didn't get meetings with Kevin Durant? Like everyone, they couldn't get meetings with people. Legit meetings.
Okay, so in three seasons. When they haven't won championships.
But no, but it's funny because, Chris, let's not just gloss over that fact.
I don't gloss over
it.
I've been saying it all day.
Let that resonate for a second. The Los Angeles Lakers couldn't get LaMarcus Aldridge to sign on the dotted line.
Why is that?
They couldn't get Kevin Durant to even take a meeting with
them. Why is that?
Because the whole thing was a mess.
Okay. So those individuals.
So he brought instant credibility to this group of people.
Right. So
now. That are now here.
If we're saying that he has nothing to do with the future. Meaning he doesn't make the decisions, and he's not helping make
but
the decisions.
But he hasn't put... This is where you and the Laker fans are mistaken.
Well, I am a new Lakers fan.
I know, and you're like the leader now. I mean, from out of nowhere.
Let me tell you something.
Go ahead, tell him something.
He has never held the Lakers' feet to the fire the way he's done with other teams in the past. Okay. Not even close. He used to make Dan Gilbert and the Cavs... He would sign 1-1s every year. Like, he would basically say, I'm going to opt out next year, so you better do what I need to do. He has never... raked the Lakers over the coals like that. Never. Well, never. And now he's got the opportunity to do it in a way that he hadn't done previously, which, by the way, when he didn't do it previously, I was sitting here going, who is this guy? Because this is not the guy he was in Cleveland all those years. And I'm wondering, I guess maybe he's not going to be that guy. The Lakers are just going to get lucky. And you know what he's finally realized? You know what? Maybe I got to play at least a little hardball in the court of public opinion to be able to get what we need to get done to potentially win another championship.
Right. But for everybody that thinks that the LeBron experiment is over and that the 6 years have not necessarily been successful other than the one bubble championship, et cetera, et cetera. I mean, you do have a legitimate case, in my opinion, that at some point the organization does have to start over. Now, look, he's going to go play in the Olympics this summer, which means he's going to put more miles on those tires. He's going to tax his body this summer in training camp. He's going to tax his body because he knows this is his last Olympics, and he's going to put everything he's got into winning a gold medal. Guess what? That's going to be a lot of wear and tear on his body. Then he comes back for next year and he puts back on his Laker uniform. And now he's 40 years old. And all of a sudden, you know what? Maybe injuries do start to pile up. Hope I'm wrong. But there have been a whole series of injuries in the years past. So, you know, now it's the following year. Now he's 41. And the injuries are going to continue to pile up. I mean, presumably. Point is, though, is this. Is that when you look around the Western Conference.
How do you think this ends? Do you think this ends well? No matter what.
No, I don't think it
ends well.
So then that's the point.
You want to just say, see you later?
Well, the people who want, listen to me. Remember what
I
said.
You want to tear this whole thing down.
Well,
and you want to start over because that went well the last time.
No, that's
Craig
Chris's point. That's
building
Chris's
around
point.
AD. Now, you guys
he's
said,
not going to stick around.
George says that he knows that AD will not play if LeBron is not here.
I don't say with 100% assurance. I feel fairly confident that I don't think Anthony Davis would be around much longer if LeBron wasn't here.
You know what? That's lame, by the way. If you're Anthony Davis and you finally have
you
a chance.
You want to be around a rebuild?
Well, wait a second.
Well, I don't think it's a rebuild if you have him.
Well, yeah, I mean, what is that face? What's with the face?
So you're basically telling me that
I mean, he's one of the best 75 players of all time, is he not?
Sure. Although you can make the case that he's not a perimeter player, which is what you generally need to be your number one player.
So
AD, historically, in the NBA, in the modern era of the NBA, right? Like post Kareem being at the top of his game, right? Outside of an outlier with Hakeem Olajuwon, everyone else has been that's dominated the sport and won championships has been a perimeter player.
So you're saying if they went to AD and said, "Hey, we're going to move on from the LeBron experiment. It's just we don't want to do it anymore. Not experiment, but the LeBron show. And we're going to build this team around
By
you.
The way,
who can you help? Who do you want?"
Real quick, the New York Knicks just blew a 6-point lead with 25 seconds to go, and the Philadelphia 76ers have tied the game at 97 all. They did that all in 25 seconds with two monster
long
threes.
Did you do
that
in 25 seconds, Cap?
I don't think I can do it in 25 seconds. Maybe like 35.
Okay. Two monster threes by Tyrese Maxey, and they're going to overtime, so they're not done yet in that series. Anyway.
But you know, your point, though, Chris, about if you're AD, like why...
So you want AD to carry the franchise by himself with Austin Reeves as his best player.
No, next you would have player. Tons of money to go and build a team around. Would you not in the future?
No, you wouldn't. You have $14 million next year to play with.
What about in the future?
Okay, I don't know. I'd have to look at the money, but...
Again, I just go back to this one idea, though, that all the young stars, the kids who are up and coming, are 22 years old, 24 years old, 19 years old, 26 years old. I mean, all the up-and-coming stars of the league that are making these playoffs so exciting are all young men. Anthony Edwards is 22 years old. If this kid continues to play like he's playing right now, the next 8 to 10 years, this league is about a guy like Anthony Edwards. And so, you know, you look at a guy like SGA. How old is he? 24? Luka, 24? You're looking at guys that are on their way up.
By the way, Chris, you wouldn't have the ability to sign a max player till the offseason of 2026.
See, this is where
based on your current contracts.
This is where they're so screwed. This is the whole thing.
Well, this gets back to the point that was made at 10:08 this morning by Travis, which is the Lakers are stuck because there's no way out. As a song from our favorite movie, or one of our favorite
movies. There's no easy way out.
You're stuck because if you try to get out of the LeBron show, you're stuck with no money.
Yeah.
And you're going to be a bad team, most likely, because if AD leaves. Mm-hmm. And if you stay with the LeBron show, Sedano just said it, it is a bad ending. This is a relationship that is going to end.
No. What I'm saying, what I mean by ending is that when it's over, whenever it's over.
It's over.
Because you're going to be competitive with him, yes. Okay? And that means you at least have a puncher's chance. But when he's gone, it's going to be another several years at least of, holy crap, this is bad. I forgot what this feels like when the team wins 16 games.
Well, I don't know if they'll ever
beat
that bad.
I'm just saying, very pessimistic.
No one in their wildest dreams, okay, thought that was going to ever be the case, and it was. They had this, and you can in the circle of trust, you can make fun of me all you want. It was the 6 worst years in the history of the franchise. Not in Minneapolis, not in Los Angeles, not on Mars. Okay, 6 the worst 6-year stretch in the history of the franchise.
So let me ask another question. And Laura sent us the graphic last night.
You were on your way to being the Knicks, and not these Knicks, the really terrible ones.
But then these Knicks have now come back. And now they're actually going to be competitive.
It took them 20 years.
I understand, but you had to start over. Listen.
20 years?
I know, but George, listen.
You think this fan base is going to be cool with that for 20 years?
No.
No.
I mean, they weren't cool with it in New York, and they've never won anything since Phil Jackson was a player.
Yeah, but you do agree that it's going to end, and when it does, they're going to have to start over.
So of course.
This question isn't for you. It's for fans. Because I already know your answer.
But the reality is what you want, and you can ask me that question in a second. In a perfect world, and I've said this all year long, you find with those 3 picks, whenever they stopped, they didn't trade for D'Lo post deadline, and they have the 3 picks to trade. I said, in a perfect world, you find the transition player, the bridge player, the guy who can be the player who can play with these two guys and help you win a championship, or at least be right there, right? At least competing for it. And that person can be the bridge player once LeBron is also gone that you can pair with AD for the latter stages of his career.
So 24-25 and then 25-26, they don't win a championship. They're competitive, but they're the 7th seed. Maybe they make it to the second round.
Dude, if they had competent head coaching, Christopher, they would be a 5 seed this year.
Incompetent head coaching. Hear that? Incompetent.
Again, we're basing that they're going to get competent coaching. Laura, you're a Lakers fan. You grew up in the city. You're an Angelino. Mm-hmm. Based on the data, what you sent us last night, of the LeBron Lakers period, will the era be a success? Yes or no? To Lakers fans.
What is that?
One championship over
Well, no, one is not. If he gets two, it's a success.
But there's not going to be. Do we really think there's going to be two?
I don't. Listen.
Do you honestly believe that?
Tell me who the third player is.
We don't know.
Okay. Well, when you tell me who the
third
player
is. I'm going to tell you who it is.
Listen.
Bronny.
Okay.
Bronny.
Will you shut up?
No, it's the answer.
Listen.
Bronny's the answer.
That was AI.
Chris, you will remember this.
Bronny's the answer. Yes.
Chris will remember this. I remember being on this, in this time slot, okay?
And, the Sedano Show.
And people fighting with me, tooth and nail, calling on the phone. We can't trade Brandon Ingram. We can't trade Lonzo Ball. We can't trade Josh Hart for Anthony Davis. And I said, if you trade those guys for Anthony Davis, you're going to win a championship. And they did. And I'm telling you, if you tell me, if you give me the right third guy or group of guys, right? It doesn't have to be one player or a pair of guys that makes sense. You tell me what the roster looks like and I'll tell you you have a shot at winning a championship.
Well, listen, I said this to you earlier. They're not that far behind Denver, even though they lost whatever it was, 11 or 12 straight games. When you lose 2 of 5 games and they're both on last second shots, and Anthony Davis gets hurt in yesterday's game and he can't contribute offensively, and LeBron is having to carry this team, and nobody other than LeBron, and I give credit to Austin Reeves, who actually put up 9 points in the fourth quarter last night. He was the only other offensive contributor. Mentioned it earlier, Spencer Dinwiddie misses 2 free throws. Bro, you're a professional NBA basketball player in crunch time in a game 5 of a series, and you miss 2 free throws late in the game like that? That's terrible. And by the way, you said this to me during the season. When LeBron made a pass to D'Lo, and he said, I always make the right plays, and D'Lo by himself had a wide open 3 and he missed it, you said, you're an NBA basketball player. You're supposed to knock down that shot.
Yeah.
So the same is true for Spencer Dinwiddie. You're supposed to knock down those free throws. And free throws played a big part in losing this game. So my point is this. You're not that far away.
Rack him!
I'll take a little bit. Just a little. Because George's been on a roll today. I'm trying to match his energy.
Match it.
You know, I'm trying.
By saying that the Nuggets and Lakers weren't that close, weren't that far apart?
They're not.
You're out of your mind.
No, they're not.
The Nuggets played like crap this series. They missed tons of shots.
I think the Lakers played good defense.
They did. But the Nuggets were not the zone. Now, I don't think they're the Nuggets of last season.
Well,
I don't
think they played like crap, but they were down 10 and they were down 20 and they still found a way to come back and win. That's pretty damn good.
This is why
I think that's more an indictment on the Lakers.
This is why this offseason is as important as any, because of all the factors we've discussed. But also, you've already mentioned the young teams are coming, right? Charles Barkley, whatever. This Nuggets team, they're playing a bunch of young guys off the bench, sans Reggie Jackson. Those young guys are going to get more and more experience, which means they're going to be better for the Nuggets moving forward after the season.
Bottom line is this. Lakers are an old team. They're out. Golden State is an old team. They didn't even get in.
Phoenix, right.
And Phoenix is an old team, and they're out too.
Yeah.
Doesn't that tell you that the pattern is the old guys are toast and the young guys are coming?
It's not. Well, no, that's happened this year, but it doesn't mean that the Empire can't strike back, to use a Star Wars reference from earlier.
Bringing it all around. Masterclass.
Wow. Hey, by the way, Mother's Day's coming. You get your mother anything?
When is it?
When is Mother's Day?
Turn on your mic.
It's May 18th,
well, I didn't
bro.
Turn it off. I didn't know when Mother's
May
Day
12th,
was.
I'm sorry, May 12th. May 12th.
I didn't turn the mic off, Tulsa.
I mean, what are you, Tulsa?
I didn't turn the mic off, Tulsa.
I mean, listen, go get her
off.
Some books.
May 18th is
May 12th.
Mother's Day?
12th.
Wait, May 10th and 12th.
Wait, 10th and 12th is two
Mexican
Mother's Days?
Mother's
Mexican
Day.
Mother's Day.
Oh, Mexican yeah. Mother's Day.
Yeah. See.
Oh, dude, I'm going to take
Latin
you
American
down.
Mother's yeah. Day.
Can I read the books first?
Go ahead.
Yeah, all right. Listen, get your mom some books. Go, Ma, I'm going to get you some books. B-O-U-Q-S. All right. Mom's done everything for you, right? Taking you to school, do all the stuff, right? You know, math wizard at home, helped you with the, you know, does your laundry, all that stuff when you were a kid. Hell, maybe even some cases, I know people that are still going back to mom's house to get their laundry done. So, you know, come on. Mom's taking care of you, right? And, you know, maybe it's abuela. Maybe it's your auntie. Maybe it's your wife, right? Or your significant other. Whatever. Take care of the moms in your life, and you can do it with Books. B-O-U-Q-S, short for bouquets, Books.com, B-O-U-Q-S.com. We'll take care of you, all right? Mom deserves the best. That's why I'm sending her farm fresh flowers from Books. Already done it for my wife and for mom. Short for bouquets. 25% off. If you go to Books.com right now, that's off your entire purchase. All you got to do is put the promo code ESPN, all right? Books is different. Flowers are cut fresh, sourced directly from the best flower farms in the world. Some even on the freaking side of a volcano, man. All right? On the side of a volcano, man.
Hey, man.
Books is simple, guys. I went online, I picked the delivery date, and bam! It's done. Mother's Day, May 12th. Don't miss the chance to thank your mom or the moms in your life. Order Books now. 25% off. Go to Books.com. B-O-U-Q-S.com. 25% off. You can send to your mom, your wife, your grandma, your auntie, etc. Go to Books.com. Use the promo code ESPN for 25% off. That's B-O-U-Q-S.com. Promo code ESPN. Books. Books. Promo code ESPN.
13 minutes in front of 7 o'clock, final segment. That's our final segment music on a Live Imaging Tuesday. Thanks to Gary, the general manager over at Kia Downtown LA, for helping make it possible. Tell Gary, hey, sucker, I want a Kia.
Is he going to be busy waxing his Rolex?
Probably. He's got a beautiful Rolex.
What kind of Rolex is he wearing?
I don't know.
Submariner?
Maybe.
Or a Daytona, maybe?
You know what? I can't take any more nonsense from you.
And you hit the post.
Still hit it.
Bam.
Well, no, a lot of times when you notice somebody's wearing a Rolex, if you're a Rolex fan, a lot of times you'll know what model watch they're wearing.
I didn't look that closely.
How'd you know it was a Rolex?
I can tell a Rolex, dummy.
How do you know?
I know Rolex.
He knows.
You don't know Rolexes. You don't. You just said you don't.
I know it was a Rolex. I don't know if it was a Sub. If it was a Submariner or a Presidential Face.
Presidential Face.
I was never a Rolex guy.
No.
But I know the watches. I was a Breitling guy when I used to wear watches.
Okay. You still got any?
I do. I have a couple Breitlings.
Yeah.
I have a couple. I have a beautiful Tag.
Okay. I have a nice Tag.
And I have two Tissots, which I love.
Oh, Tissot. Wow.
You got any?
One of them a gift from our dear mentor, Andrew Ashwood.
You got any Timexes?
I do not.
Seikos?
Yeah.
No.
Keep on ticking, take a lick and keep on ticking.
Right. You got one of them Iron Man watches?
But now I don't wear watches at all because of the Apple Watch.
By the way,
that seems like a watch.
In a strange turn of events for the Dodgers, the Diamondbacks-Dodgers game has been delayed due to a swarm of bees.
Yeah, we'll get it up there.
That has congregated on a spot at the top of the netting behind home plate.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Oh, I've seen that happen before at NFL games where a thing of bees comes to like the kicking net on the sideline, and the same thing happens. They got to get the bee guy. I didn't even know there was a bee guy.
I mean, you know how hard it is to get a bee guy to Dodger Stadium in traffic at this time?
I think it's in Arizona.
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, it's in Arizona? Oh, then less traffic.
No, it's easy. Oh, no, it's easy. They got lots of bee guys.
Well, less traffic.
Arizona. I think they're called beekeepers.
Beekeepers, that is true.
Beekeepers.
Oh, I mean, listen, they'll get that fixed a lot quicker than they would. You can try to get to Dodger Stadium at 6:50, good luck.
They'd
get
a helicopter.
They'd have to helicopter.
They would, seriously.
Yeah, right, they'd have to skydive in.
Yeah. Mm. Not even joking.
In that bee outfit, that whole white outfit with the face that looks like he's a fencer.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Fencer?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Can I give you guys a bonus what you need to know?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay, so today was the release day of Blood In, Blood Out, and starting tomorrow, you can stream it for the first time ever on Hulu.
What is Blood In and Blood Out?
It's a movie.
Oh. Don't know it. Who's in it? Just you don't know either.
Oh, no, I grew up on this movie, but I'm just saying it's like a cult.
That's Benjamin Bratt, no?
Benjamin Bratt. That was my hubby.
Big D, you ever seen this movie?
I've met him in person.
Is he as good looking?
He's a handsome dude.
Handsome rascal, huh?
Oh, man. Like, Benjamin I felt Pratt ugly is... next to him.
Really? Why, generally you think
Google
you're
him.
Hot?
I don't think I'm hot, but I don't think I'm ugly.
I think you're hot.
But I felt ugly next to him.
Benjamin Pratt is like...
I interviewed...
What sound? Whoa. Hold on for a second.
Let's do that. Rewind that.
Hold on for a second. Because there was some controversy on this show a few weeks ago by commentary. And I just want to say, the sound you made...
I feel objectified myself.
I'm sorry, he's hot.
Can't say that.
No, let's not go down that road.
I mean, I can say Sedano's hot.
But you added a sound effect. I believe that that's what that was.
Yeah.
Ew.
I mean, honestly, Laura, that's going to live forever. Benjamin Pratt. I did like him back in the old Law and Order days.
Oh, God, he looks so good.
So what's the name of the movie?
Blood In, Blood
Out. Blood In, Blood Out? You ever seen that, Big D?
Nah.
You never seen that, huh?
No.
Me neither.
Who's doing that?
I don't know.
It's
I
not
thought
me.
That was you. I thought that was you.
No. I didn't even do the sound. I don't know who did it.
Amazing.
It was pretty interesting, that's for sure.
It just came out. Well, that's what happened with the Cappy that day.
Right. Just sort of came out, you know?
Meanwhile, okay, so that comes out on streaming.
Dealer's Choice, Cappy.
All right, I'm gonna say this about Dealer's Choice. I'm gonna finish off some Laker thoughts here in Dealer's Choice.
No.
Yeah, I am.
Come on, man. Yeah. It's gonna be so long-winded.
No, it's not. It's gonna be pretty quick. To Mayor Karen Bass, the mayor of Los Angeles. my mayor. You guys see her tweet?
Yes.
I'll read it for you. Tough season, but at least we won the in-season tournament.
I mean, it's not wrong.
I mean, they did win. That's true. They did win. Miss Mayor.
I think it would be Madam Mayor.
You
Madam,
sure?
Yeah.
Yeah, Madam Mayor.
Madam Mayor, not Miss Mayor?
Yeah.
Ma'am.
Madam Mayor. That's a terrible tweet. That is one just god-awful tweet. That is brutal. I mean, two words. Brutal. That is bad. Come on, Mayor Bass. Tough season, but at least we won the in-season tournament. Really? You see that, George? You see? You always say that being in the LeBron business is being in the winning of the championship business. Okay, look what's happened here. Look what's happened in this city when the mayor is proud of the in-season tournament and the fight and the grit. Yay!
Yeah, I usually don't love, like, there's very few politicians that, like, get sports. And that's male or female. You know what I mean? Like, that there's a lot of politicians that have made a lot of silly tweets about sports teams over the years.
Bad tweet, Madam Mayor. Bad tweet. One other note that I wanted to just bring up since we never got to it today. Did you guys see the quote from Coach Jamon? Now, I guess Coach must be feeling like, you know what, I'm going down, so I might as well say what I want to say. But the quote that was, if you're coaching a team and one of your starters is like 10 games a row, just blanking the bed, like making duties in the bed, okay? What are you going to do? So I would ask this question, everybody. Who is Coach Jamon talking about? Which of his players was...
He's talking about Russell early in the year.
Talking about D'Angelo.
If I had to guess.
See, that was my guess, too. Big D, what did you think?
D'Lo.
Queen?
I think I said AD. What did I say earlier?
No, it wasn't AD.
What did I say?
Christopher Arthur Morales?
D'Lo.
I'm telling you right now.
I think you said Hachimura as a possibility that he might have been talking about Rui.
I don't remember who I said, TBH.
TBH, I do.
Okay.
AD.
There you go.
Yeah. You think he was talking about AD?
That's what Laura thought he was talking about.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But it's just one of these things where when we get to the end of today's broadcast, it's been 3 hours of wall-to-wall just anger about the Lakers.
And now you know what we're going to do for 2 more months?
Tell me.
The summer of speculation.
Oh,
but
yeah.
I don't think there's that much speculation.
No, you don't think?
I think we know the script.
Yeah, LeBron's coming back. He can try and hold everybody hostage for as long as he wants. But we all know LeBron is coming back because just like it is paramount for Genie to bring LeBron back, it is paramount for LeBron to play for the Lakers. And by the way, what, you know, is everybody else going to bend over backwards to just let him bring his son in?
Yes.
Oh, they are?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Why?
Are you jealous that you couldn't get your son to come in here or something? Like,
no,
you can get Justin in whenever he wants.
I believe I can get my son in.
I like Justin.
Yeah, my son.
Well, I don't mind Justin.
I don't mind Justin. That doesn't mean he needs to work here.
I like the idea of him working here.
You just moved the kid to Pittsburgh, though.
I know, but I told him, get a year under your belt, and then we'll get you into the GKB family. We'll send you to Milwaukee. We'll teach you how it's done, and then we'll bring you back here.
Send him with Riz.
Well, that's a good idea. He could work with Lizzo.
No, Rizzo.
Might be.
Rizzo, not Lizzo.
Well, isn't Lizzo like somebody?
Lizzo is...
She's a singer?
Singer.
All right. Well, she's fire.
I think she's like retired now. She posted.
Oh, she is?
She's retired?
She retired?
She posted that she wanted to retire some stuff. I don't know.
She don't have like a diss track about Taylor Swift or something?
Oh my God. Do not come after the Swifties because when she dropped that she talked about Kim K.
Yeah.
She lost like, I think like a 10K or 100K followers.
Yeah, but when you got 10 billion of them, what does it matter? You know what I'm saying?
That's still a lot though.
It is to you and me.
So. Yeah, definitely to me.
All right. Well, anyway, I just wanted to say to Madam Mayor, terrible tweet, absolutely horrible. And I also want to say one other thing to Magic Johnson.
Oh, okay.
Magic.
Oh, dang. AI.
Careful. He won't give you those passes you want for those football games.
I think that Magic's tweet earlier in the day about how, you know, there's so many young stars coming up, I kind of think Magic might have been kind of greasing the skids, if you will, for the possibility of LeBron not being back.
All right. Why don't you go grease your skids?
Well, I may.
I think that's what we're doing tonight at the East Central.
Yeah, me and Chris are going to grease skids. That's exactly what's going
to
happen.
And we're going to FaceTime Mace to get him involved.
We're getting everybody greasing. That's right.
Lakers talk with Slee. I wonder if he
Wait,
greases.
Is Slee there?
Yeah, pot down the music. He's not there?
He's not there?
He's not there
He likes to connect at 59.
Yeah,
he doesn't like to be here.
Well, it's Funchy. Where's your guy?
No, he's worried about live imaging Tuesday going into Laker talk.
Yeah, he's there.
Oh, Sleeve, there. Bring up Sleeve for a second.
Hi, Sleeve. You guys keep saying I'm not there. I'm like talking to myself here.
I mean, seriously, there's no respect for you, Sleeve.
Put some respect on his name.
I mean, Sleeve.
Respect.
What's going on, George?
You don't believe this whole LeBron's got to go nonsense that Greg Bergman is peddling around here, do you?
He'll be back. They'll get probably, look, I hope it's not 3 years. 2 years. 2 years sounds like the right number. One plus one. They can figure it out again in a year, and if that's going to be the case, then why keep those picks if these guys are going to be here? If they're going to be here, you got to go all in.
Yeah. F them picks, right. Like Les Snead once.
Well, that's, I think they should hire Sean McVay to coach the Lakers.
God, you're an idiot.
No, that's a smart move.
All right, Slee, I'll leave you on that note. All right, have a great show, Pally.
Slee, now yeah. Slee was part of the morning announcement that I am the brand new Lakers fan.
Mm-hmm.
Not tonight because I've got plans with Cappy.
Sure. Yep.
But starting next week,
yes,
I will appear weekly on Lakers Talk from the fan perspective.
Yep.
And have my own segment on Lakers Talk. What do you think about that, Shanana?
Wow, I love it.
I love it too.
No if you more, like it, I love it.
No more Johan Buchan. He's out. I'm in.
He's contracted. He's contracted.
Well,
He has to stay.
Yes, Lee is going to draw the line at Jovan.
All right. So. Hey, listen, before we get out of here, I do want to remind everybody that
see you, Slee. Have a good show.
Bye, Slee. That while we're in these playoffs and baseball season is going on, and don't forget, I got a big day of dart throwing coming up on Thursday. Make sure you download the Prize Picks app and use my code Cappy, KAPPY. You download the Prize Picks app. You put in your first deposit. They will match it 100% up to $100. So if you put in 100, they put in 100, you got 200. You, me, Sliwa, Travis, Beto, and 5 million people worldwide, we're all playing on Prize Picks. This will change the way you watch sports. And the game is so easy. You pick a couple of players. You decide more or less on their stats. It's that easy. And let's see you turn some money, $10, into $1,000. Do it on Prize Picks and use my code Cappy. What do you think of that, George?
I love it.
Let's get out of here.
All right, let's do it. Slee's next.